You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Monsoon, the lifeblood of India's economy, arrived in Kerala 2 days ahead of its normal date simultaneously with most parts of northeast India on Thursday, with the India Meteorological Department saying all onset criteria were met in the southern state over the last 2 days. The monsoon onset in Kerala is declared on the second day if at least 60% of 14 stations, Minicoy, Amini, Thiruvananthapuram, Punalur, Kollam, Alappuzha, Kottayam, Kochi, Thrissur, Kozhikode, Thalassery, Kannur, Kudulu and Mangalore report rainfall of 2.5 millimeters or more for 2 consecutive days after 10th May, provided the wind pattern is southwesterly and outgoing long-wave radiation, OLR, is low. OLR is the total radiation going to space emitted by the atmosphere or the extent of cloudiness. 1st June is the normal date for monsoon onset in Kerala. The monsoon later advances northwards, usually in surges, and covers the entire country around 15th July. Former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh on Thursday accused Prime Minister Narendra Modi of using hateful, unparliamentary terms to target either a specific section of society or opposition. In a letter to Punjab voters ahead of the 7th phase of Lok Sabha polls on 1st June, Singh appealed to voters that they have one final chance to ensure that democracy and our constitution are protected from the repeated assaults of a despotic regime trying to unleash dictatorship in India. "I have been keenly following the political discourse during this election campaign. Modi ji has indulged in the most vicious form of hate speeches, which are purely divisive in nature. Modi ji is the first prime minister to lower the dignity of public discourse and thereby the gravity of the office of the prime minister. No prime minister in the past has uttered such hateful, unparliamentary and coarse terms meant to target either a specific section of the society or the opposition. He has also attributed some false statements to me. I have never in my life singled out one community from the other. That is the sole copyright of the BJP," the former prime minister said. A Mumbai court on Thursday held gangster Chota Rajan guilty for the murder of hotelier Jaya Shetty in 2001. The court will likely pronounce the quantum of sentence later in the day. Special judge for cases under the Maharashtra Control of Organized Crime Act, MACOCA, A.M. Patil, convicted Rajan. Jaya Shetty was the owner of the Golden Crown Hotel at Gamdevi in central Mumbai. He had been getting calls for extortion from the Chota Rajan gang. He was shot dead by two members of the gang inside his hotel on 4th May 2001. Due to the threats, the Maharashtra police had provided him a security cover. However, 2 months before the murder, his security cover had been withdrawn. Chota Rajan is currently lodged in Delhi's Tihar jail after his deportation to India following his arrest in Indonesia in October 2015. According to TOI, 2 shooters had shot dead Jaya Shetty. The manager and an employee of the hotel chased the shooters and caught one of them. A 40-year-old man died of heat stroke at Delhi's Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital amid sweltering heat in the national capital. According to reports, the man, a native of Bihar's Darbhanga, had been living in his room without any cooler or fan. The victim worked at a pipeline fittings factory in the national capital. He was brought to the doctors on Monday night by his roommate and other factory workers. He had been running a very high fever. His body temperature had shot up above 107 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 10 degrees more than the normal body temperature. The Indian Express reported the patient remained in the heat stroke unit of the hospital. He was shifted to the ward on Wednesday morning. His condition suddenly deteriorated. He died around 3 p.m., a doctor said. Heat stroke occurs when the body isn't able to control its temperature due to the failure of the sweating mechanism. Delhi has been experiencing unusually high temperatures over the last few days. A weather station in the national capital logged a maximum temperature exceeding 52 degrees Celsius. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor on Thursday morning reacted to a report claiming his aide was apprehended at the Delhi airport smuggling 500 grams of gold, saying the law must take its own course. Shashi Tharoor said the man is a former member of his staff. He said he was employed part-time with him to provide airport facilitation assistance. The Congress MP further said the 72-year-old was employed with him on compassionate grounds because he had been undergoing frequent dialysis. He, however, clarified that he doesn't condone any alleged wrongdoing. "I was shocked to hear of an incident involving a former member of my staff who has been rendering part-time service to me in terms of airport facilitation assistance. He is a 72-year-old retiree undergoing frequent dialysis and was retained on a part-time basis on compassionate grounds. I do not condone any alleged wrongdoing and fully support the authorities in their efforts to take any necessary action as may be required to investigate the matter. The law must take its own course," he wrote on X.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.